hear the music, you just can't sit still. If your brother won't rock, then your sister will. Woo! Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody.
The sound of students in Leeds. This is Leeds Student Radio.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the GHJ show on Leeds Student Radio. I'm Georgia, and I'm going to be here with you until 4 o'clock. Very exciting. Great. Got a great show lined up this hour. First of all, we're going to start off with some good news, and then we're going to be talking about the clocks going back, because I always don't deal with it very well when the clocks go back and you're thrown a bit off kilter. So we're going to be discussing that. We've also got the Tiger Who Came to Tea joining us later at about 3:30. This week it's going to be Sammy, our programme controller here at LSR. So that'll be looking forward to seeing him then. We've also got some confessions of a housemate, and as ever, Talk the Lingo, where we are competing week in and week out right up until the end of term to see who's going to have to down the pint of Guinness like last year. So to start off with some good news, because sometimes on a Monday afternoon you're feeling a little bit down, it's a bit grey outside, although it is quite warm today, but you've got that start of the week blue feeling. So sometimes you just need a little bit of good news to cheer you up when everything else seems to be getting you down. A man has only just survived rescuing his parrot from a tree. Mr. Corley had spent the last 3 months looking after his housemate's parrot, during which time they had become inseparable. The incident occurred after Chuckles, the parrot, followed her human companion outside and perched on top of a 30-foot-high tree. Kenny, aged 50, then made the disastrous move to climb up after his feathered friend. He then proceeded to fall 20 feet, bruising 3 ribs and leaving him with a swollen knee, but he luckily got trapped against a branch. Mr. Corley and his loyal parrot were both rescued by firefighters, who said his injuries could have been much worse had he hit the ground. Speaking of his ordeal, he said, "Chuckles is a good bird and I about had a heart attack when I lost her. But luckily, both Kenny and Chuckles are now recovering safely at home." So that's nice. I mean, I'm not sure I'd be that dedicated to a parrot. I love my cat, don't get me wrong, but he's kind of affectionate, you know. But then it does use the word loyal. He used the word loyal to describe Chuckles, so maybe she's a special parrot. In other good news, more than 300 men from 9 different countries gathered in the United States this week for the World Beard and Mustache Championships. This is quite random, isn't it? I mean, it's quite appropriate given that we're starting November next week, that they have the championships now, and I guess maybe they shave them off in the good fund for charity next week. Overall winner Madison Rowley celebrated winning by putting flowers in his bushy beard. Isn't that sweet? Very nice. Bit of natural flora. And 17 other men won awards for categories, including the Best English Moustache and the Goatee Natural. Now that is dedication to the beard. Cheering you up on your Monday, dedication to the beard. And finally, a farmer thought that his eyes were playing tricks on him recently when one of his sheep gave birth to a two-headed lamb. Despite its deformity, the lamb is completely healthy and is being cared for by its mother in northern China. This amazing animal has 4 eyes, 2 mouths and 2 noses, but it's still able to feed from its mother and walk around. The rare condition of being born with 2 heads, known as polycephaly, occasionally occurs in the animal kingdom. There's only been 1 ever recorded case of a human surviving with the condition. Conjoined twins Abby and Brittany Hensel were born with 2 heads and 1 body and are now both healthy 24-year-olds. So that's a nice story of the lamb being cared for, because I'm sure that there are many farmers who would have just seen that and thought, no, I'm not going to bother. But this lamb is doing well, so that's nice. So going to play, I mean, some of the tunes that we've got today are going to be good. We're going to start off with a more modern one, have a bit of Allo Black here on the GHJ show. And coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about the clocks going back. So you can get in touch with me on the show using the hashtag GHJ on @ThisIsLSR.
tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all you stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier standing on my feet. No surrender and I won't retreat. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn.
Is Leeds Student Radio.
Welcome back to the GHJ show. You're listening to Leeds Student Radio. It's 3:10 on a Monday afternoon and I'm Georgia. Obviously the clocks went back this weekend and it got me thinking that there is a general routine that everyone seems to go through when the clocks change. I mean, I don't know about you, but I always become momentarily unable to tell the difference between backwards and forwards. Like, getting an A in Maths A-level does not prevent me from having to dedicate 5 minutes to working out what the time change actually means. So, you know, I sort of panic for a little while until I realise that I'm going to get an extra hour in bed. Then I gleefully go around changing all my clocks when the day comes. But I'm always really, really freaked out by the fact that my iPhone somehow psychically knows about the time change before I do. And when you remember the clocks are changing, you get to sort of smugly daydream about how snugly that extra hour in bed is going to be. But then you just lie there awake, wondering what the time really is because you're unsure whether your iPhone has been updated itself or you've just woken up at a strange time. These are the dilemmas that I was facing yesterday. So get in touch on Twitter at ThisIsLSR with how you deal with the clocks going back using the hashtag GHJ, because let's be honest, no one will ever know how to change that stupid oven clock. But don't worry, because it's only 6 months until it has the right time again.
Say mama, can I go out tonight? Say mama, will it be alright? They got a rocking party going down the street. Say mama, can't you hear that beat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. Say mama, don't you look that way. Don't you look that way. Can I go out tonight?
The sound of students in Leeds.
This
is Leeds Student Radio.
That was the Spice Girls' Stop. Nothing like that on a Monday afternoon. Bit of the Spice Girls to cheer you up. You're listening to the GHJ show. It's just gone 3:15 and I'm Georgia, here with you till 4. And in just 15 minutes, we'll be joined in the studio by our tiger who came to tea, which is very exciting. So before the song, I was talking about the problems that the clocks going back present me with twice a year without fail. Thanks very much to Katie, who's got in touch on Twitter, to say that she can't get over why the clocks go back at 2 a.m. and always has to ask what the time is for the week after. Also, shout out to Aaron, who says the time change gets even worse when you remember that the clocks go back on different days around the world. That is so true. So true, Aaron. Thanks for getting in touch. You can contact me on the chat box as well on lsrfm.com. You can write a cheeky little message in there, or you can tweet me at thisislsr using the hashtag GHJ and say, how do the clocks affect you? Because I'm always really, really thrown off. It's embarrassing, I know, but there you are. So up next, we've got another great feel-good tune for your Monday afternoon here on the GHJ show.
Peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls, oh, what a girl, eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touching my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Oh, well, you're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Well, you're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
Student Radio.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
That was Eurythmics. I haven't heard that in ages. It's a complete tune. I hope that's cheered you up on your Monday afternoon. It's a little bit grey outside. And you're listening to the GHJ show here on Leeds Student Radio. I'm Georgia. I'm here with you till four. And I was doing some good news earlier. And I forgot to say that I also saw on Reddit this week that, I don't know if you remember this, but there was a homeless man named Ted Williams who hit the media spotlight about 3 years ago and became known as the man with the golden voice. But he's come such a long way from standing on the side of the road with his, you know, beautiful voice, just trying to get money. He now lives with his long-term girlfriend in their own place. And there's a really, really great interview with him online. You can find it on Reddit, where he's like, you know, I've just got this great big house. I have a fireplace. A homeless man has a fireplace. Let me show it to you. I think, you know, it's been a long road for him, and he says that he's had lots of, you know, names called. He is a former drug addict, and he admitted that he started drinking again when he was first discovered for his voice. But he says he's now been sober for 2 years. He's also reconnected with family members since his life took a turn for the better, and he's written a book, quite fittingly, called A Golden Voice. And it's advertised as a sort of honest recollection of his life on the streets and his struggles with addiction, and it has really heartwarming moments. So I think that's really nice, isn't it, that he's done really well, he's really turned his life around, and I think I hope he enjoys, you know, he's got that fireplace for this winter cold nights. So do get in touch with me on Twitter at This Is LSR using the hashtag GHJ. We were talking about what happens when the clock's going back. I don't deal with it very well. It really, really makes me a bit confused, to be honest. But, you know, you just have to deal with it, get on with it, and just appreciate that you do have an extra hour in bed. Up next, we're going to have another, hopefully tune that you'll like.
Rockin' Billy. He can walk and stroll in Susie Q and do that crazy hand jive too. Papa told Willie, you'll ruin my home. You and that hand jive has got to go. Willie said, Papa, don't put me down. They're doing that hand jive all over. Sister Flo. Grandma gave baby sister a dime. Said, do that hand jive one more time. Doctor and a lawyer and an Indian chief. Now they all dig that crazy beat. Way out, Willie gave them all a treat. When he did that hand jive with his feet.
Over 100 hours of entertainment every week
on Leeds Student Radio.
You're listening to the GHJ show. Welcome back. Hi, Sammy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
Are you feeling good?
Yeah, I'm well excited to be on this show.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I really appreciate that enthusiasm.
Am I more enthusiastic than most of your guests?
Well, no, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, okay. I had Jaguar the first week, so
let's
be honest, you know, you're at a good level of enthusiasm.
Okay, good. I was very excited.
So, yeah, this is the time for the tiger who came to tea. It's quite a privileged position.
Well, yeah, this is the funny story. So I got a text from Georgia yesterday. And I'll be honest, I haven't managed to tune in yet, Georgia. I'm really, really sorry. But it's early doors, and I normally, I'm often busy. I'm a busy guy. Anyway, so I get a text from Georgia, and it literally just says, "Hey, do you want to be the tiger that comes for tea tomorrow at 3:30? No idea. It's about a radio show, and just thought you were inviting me round for tea.
Well, that would have been good. I mean, I technically was inviting you round for tea. I mean, this is that, you know, I came up with this idea because I wanted to have a guest on my show, and I thought, you know, we're getting on for 4 p.m. Everyone just wants to have a cuppa.
Yeah.
Then, of course, I sort of remembered that you're not allowed drinks in the studio. Put a bit of a flaw in my plan, but I went ahead with it anyway. So it's like coming in for a metaphorical cup of tea.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying that?
It's the only difference is that we're in a professional radio studio, but other than that, it might as well just...
And you don't have tea.
Yeah, other than that, it might as well just be, you know, me and you having a cuppa.
Having a cuppa. I know. Exactly.
But my next... I was nearly going to reply to your text saying, your house or mine?
Yeah.
Which would have... I think wouldn't have gone down
great. This really awkward tea date that your girlfriend just couldn't really get over. No, it really wasn't like that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you.
I'm happy that, you know, we didn't have to have that deliberation.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And there was a neutral place that we
until
could
we got here live on air.
Yeah.
So what metaphorical cup of tea are you drinking, Sammy?
I'm gonna go for a Darjeeling.
Oh, a what? Do you mean a Darjeeling?
That's the one.
Oh, Sammy, you brighten up my day every time I see you.
It's just, oh, I don't know. I just like the name. I actually don't, I'm not a massive tea drinker, but
are you not?
It's my favourite word in tea.
Darjeeling.
Darjeeling.
Mmm.
Sometimes I go over and see my French family, and my mum always makes me take a load of teas over, and they're always like Wittard, like, and it's a selection of teas, and they've all got the different names, and they ask me what each one is, they expect me to know. They're like, "You're English, you should know." I'm like, "No, I have no idea, but Darjeeling, that's the coolest name."
Yeah, my parents love China and Darjeeling. We always take shortbread when we go abroad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, classic English.
That is a classic
English
gift. It is,
isn't
it? Gift.
Yeah.
That and something like a Paddington Bear. They are the classic...
Paddington Bear.
Yeah. They're the classic, taking an English gift overseas.
Yeah, this is true. So, Sammy, we were talking about the clocks going back today. I was just saying that I find it really difficult to deal with, and I can't really work out if they're going backwards, forwards, what that means, relating it to my life, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think I suffer from SAD.
I definitely do.
Do you know what that is?
Seasonal affective disorder.
Yes. I hate it.
Mm.
But I this year I'm not as depressed as I have been in the 2 years before. Literally, it's like put me in a bad mood.
Aww.
But I don't know why, for some reason this year it's not affecting me as much. But like, don't know, remember 2 years ago in Leeds, and I just, it really hit me hard.
Well, this year it's been warmer though. I mean it's like 17 degrees outside. That is not the 27th of October, is it?
No,
realistically.
Exactly.
So maybe you're just, you know, holding strong for now.
The only problem I've got in Leeds is, you know, the whole thing, like, you're not supposed to go through Hyde Park when it's dark.
Yeah.
It really means that you just have to, like, always walk the long way around if you're in uni for, like, any period of time now.
Yeah, that's true. I just think that the clocks going back always sort of, it puts you in, like, a weird moral dilemma where you have to wage this internal war over, is it okay to have lunch at 11, like, half 11 in the morning? Or is 4 p.m. too early for a beer? Because I want one after my show.
Yeah, because you think then, like, you think it's evening all of a sudden, don't you? It's only 4 o'clock.
Yeah, you're just gutted. It's the dark. Yeah, you're right. It's the darkness.
People don't notice it as much anymore, though, because your phones automatically change it.
That's what I was saying. Doesn't that really throw you off kilter?
Well, you don't. Some people don't even. Someone like, you know, when if you'd like never got like this time right, if you never knew, you'd always be a bit like, oh God, I forgot to change my clocks. I'm late. Some people just don't know now.
Some people don't notice.
Oh, the clocks changed, have they? Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, you're listening to the GHJ show, and we'll be back after this next song.
I've found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
deep. But all of the vows you made were never to be. So we're apart. You caught a missile. Love sweet melody, but all of the vows you made were only to be. So we're apart.
That's Domino Blueberry Hill. I am really enjoying the rock and roll greats this afternoon on the GHJ show with LSR.
Perfect Monday afternoon music, Georgia.
Oh, thanks, Sammy.
Great music choice.
Bigging me up.
You're like a professional DJ.
Okay, I wouldn't go that far.
Sorry.
Yeah. So it's time for Confessions of a Housemate.
Yay.
This is where you basically get the chance to dish the dirt on what your housemate's been up to.
Okay. Well, I thought about this and... In my house, there has been one story that has just absolutely trumped all others this year. It was like one of our first flat meals and stuff. And one of our guys in our house, I don't know him that well. Met him a couple of times. We don't really know him. Friend of a friend. But he's really nice. And so we're just getting to know him and each other. And then suddenly, the conversation just really quickly, someone said something about Big Brother. And then he goes, did you know my brother was on Big Brother? And we were like, no. And then he was there. But then, you know, how many people have been on Big Brother? Like, I, as interesting as it was, I didn't think it would go any further. And he was like, yeah, his name was Stuart. And he's the one that had sex.
What?
His brother was the first person to have sex on live television.
That is a hilarious story.
And it just blew everything out of the water. The whole rest of that, we were on YouTube. We were like, he does an interview with Davina. And then because he stayed in the relationship with this girl afterwards, his brother was in the tabloids for like the next year.
Oh my goodness.
So type in Stuart Big Brother, Stuart Wilson. And yeah, he'll be there on Google Images, everywhere, YouTube. It's absolutely amazing. But now... So I was like, what's he doing now? Because this is over nearly 10 years ago he's on Big Brother. Is he still, like,
Ladding
it up can or anything? He's like, no, he's a doctor. He's got a wife and a kid.
Aww.
And he never talks about it, apparently.
Really?
But he's coming up to visit soon.
Ooh. So this is your current housemate?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And he's coming up to visit Stuart from Big Brother. So I'm a little bit like...
Get an interview?
Exclusive.
Stuart 10 years on.
Take that, Davina. But yeah, I don't know how to bring it up.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be really hard to resist.
It is, isn't it? Oh, you could pretend, you could fake innocence until you see him. Just but, oh, gosh, I really recognise you from somewhere.
Yes.
You should do that.
I should just be constantly like, have we met?
It's something about you.
And then he'll be, and obviously he won't want to talk about it, but no, I don't think we have. But I feel like we know each other. Do I know your girlfriend or something like that? So,
yeah, I think you definitely should.
Well,
you're only going to meet him this one time, aren't you? Realistically, you're never going to see him again.
Or should I just keep mentioning Big Brother at weird times?
It's
just like Big Brother, this house. Just like Big Brother. Can you imagine what it'd be like to be on Big Brother?
I like the first option better, but you could go all out.
So yeah, that's my confession of a housemate.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Only thing though, he brought out that story way too early. Because he now, like, unless he's had dinner with the Queen, like, it's not...
He's never going to beat her.
No, he's not, really. Every story is going to pale into insignificance compared to that. So there's a little bit of a kind of foresight.
Bit of a downer
from him.
Bit of a downer for him. Oh, well, that's funny. We won't name any names, but I'm looking forward to meeting Stuart's brother, your housemate.
No, Stuart's the name. Stuart's the guy that was on Big Brother.
Yeah. Stuart's brother, your housemate.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
We don't want to drop him in it, do we?
No.
Or do we?
John.
Oh. You went there.
He won't mind.
He won't care. Okay, great. I don't have a confession of a housemate this week. My housemates have all been way too well behaved for my liking anyway.
That's,
I think it's because we've all had essays and stuff and, you know.
Second year probs.
Hashtag second year probs. Well, better than first year probs. Come on now, give me some credit. But I had a little confession to make last Thursday, as I'm sure you may or may not recall, depending on your state of intoxication, was the LSR Otley Run.
I do recall.
Yeah.
I recall seeing you a lot, actually.
Yeah. Quality time.
We had a quality time.
Bringing people together on LSR.
There's so many people, to be fair.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, how many people were there? Like
about 70.
Yeah.
It was a good one, because normally when you do an Otley Run on like a Saturday, there's loads of other Otley Runs and everyone's packed. We were the only one.
Yeah.
So we kind of went.
Well, we would have dominated anyway.
I know. We obviously just, the nature of our Otley Run was obviously better than any other Otley Run.
It was Noah's Ark if you weren't there. I'm not sure why you wouldn't have been there, but it was themed Noah's Ark, and I went as a leopard. Sammy was the rainbow. It was magical.
I looked, someone as my rainbow, I put a picture on Facebook, and then someone said, "You look a bit like Ronald McDonald," which I did have a fair point. I looked a bit more like a clown than a rainbow.
A little bit. It was the wig, wasn't it? Yeah. The multicoloured wig. But I think the great thing about the Otley was that everyone made such an effort from just wearing a onesie to full on dedication to the cause. But my confession was that coming out of the pub, which incidentally was the pub named Ark.
Right,
yeah. The irony.
The irony's too
great. I fell down about five steps. Yeah.
And was it mostly your fault or was it slippy steps?
I think both.
Okay.
I think mostly my fault, but also the steps were slippy.
And have you still got injuries?
Yeah, look at this. I've got a big carpet burn on my elbow.
Ouch.
I know. And my knees are really bruised. It's quite sad.
I remember you coming and saying, like, my knees are really bruised.
I probably whined about it. I had to hold ice on the carpet burn for the remainder of the night, and everyone was laughing at me, not with me.
I do recall this now.
Yeah.
I recall you moaning.
Thank you. Not too much. I feel
not
like I dealt with it okay.
You had a right to. You had a
yeah.
right to complain.
I mean, I did fall down like five steps.
Yeah, exactly. Was Bad anyone times. There to witness it?
Some girl was, and she supported me when I thought I couldn't walk any further.
Okay.
But I can't remember who she was. If you're out there, I'd love to be reunited with you. Thank you for looking after me on Thursday night. I wasn't even really drunk at that stage. I just, you know, slipped up.
You never think you are as drunk as you are on the Otley Run. You always think,
true.
Oh, I'm not that drunk yet, but really.
And
it's a weird perception.
Maybe. And I was dressed as a leopard, so everything was just off kilter, really. Right, let's have another song. Coming up after the break, we will be talking to Sammy with Talk the Lingo.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. Now, if you wanna use the car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
You can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
You are listening to the GHJ show here on Leeds Student Radio. That was Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying this kind of like rock and roll music today. It's my, you know, my parents' CD and I just love it.
Your parents' record collection.
It literally is. If they could pick tunes, it would be something like this.
I should do that. It would be a lot of Pink Floyd and a lot of Stevie Wonder if it was my parents.
Mine are like Beatles, Eagles, Police. Yeah.
I think my parents and your parents are slightly
different.
But they maybe would have enough to talk about went for a dinner party.
My parents love dinner parties. They'd be great at that. They should meet.
Oh my God.
I feel like they'd be friends.
They would. I think they'd be great friends. Yeah. I don't even know who your parents are, but I imagine they. Me and you get on so well that would have to translate.
You're going to meet my dad and my brother this Thursday.
Am I?
Yeah. They're coming up. They're coming to Leeds. My dad emailed me like mystery mini break in Yorkshire and they're coming to take me away. So they're going to come and see the radio office, see how cool we are here on Leeds Student Radio on Thursday, so you can say hi.
It is fun. I brought my mum up here the other week.
I met your mum.
And
she was a babe.
She was a babe. she was so like, I've never taken her into the union. It felt so weird walking in here just like with my mum.
With your mum.
I am in a place that I never associate being with my mum in, and you're here.
It's but like two worlds colliding.
It was a little bit.
A little bit like clashing in your mind.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. So, Sammy, it's time for Talk the Lingo.
Okay.
Are you excited?
I am. Well, being a languages student, help me with this.
I don't know. Possibly. Stop looking at the answers, cheat.
I can't see. I don't even know what the quiz is about.
Okay, I'll explain. So Talk the Lingo is our flagship show here on the GHJ show, where each week I have my Tiger Who Came to Tea try and guess the true meaning of obscure words from different dialects.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
English dialects or just around the world?
British.
Right.
So we've had Scotland and where were we last week? Cockney.
Right, so we're in London last week. Where were we last week?
We're in Newcastle.
Newcastle.
Well said. I'm not going to try to do the accents. I refuse. But you can.
When I went to Newcastle, I remember being so shocked because I went on the metro there, and the one woman that does the like announcements, like, you know, welcome to Jesmond or whatever. I reckon it's Cheryl Cole. It was absolutely identical.
They just all sound the same, basically, is what you're trying to say.
No, it was Cheryl Cole. I swear to God.
We welcome many diverse. Different, you know, voices here on Leeds Student
Radio.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Hit me.
Okay, and I must point out that this is a running competition. Jaguar got 5 out of 6 on the first week.
Was that on the Cockney one?
No.
Okay, that's unfair.
Well, Sam only got 3 out of 6 last week on the Cockney. He's from Yorkshire. He really struggled.
Oh, yeah.
I know, it was a nightmare. So, at the end of term, I'm going to look at all the totals, and there will be a prize. There will also be a forfeit.
Okay.
So you need to get more than 3 out of 6, otherwise you're going to have to down a pint of Guinness.
Okay, yeah. Really, really not looking forward to that because I don't like Guinness.
So no pressure.
Okay, good.
Okay, so let's start. Talk the lingo. So number one is spuggy. Does that mean A, a sponge pudding, B, a sparrow, or C, a spanner? Sammy's got his thinking face on. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter at the ZLSR hashtag GHJ if you think you know the answer.
I'm going to say a spanner.
A spanner. You're saying that spuggy means B, C, spanner. No, you're wrong. It's C. It is sparrow.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Who has a word? How is there another word for a sparrow? What a need for another word. Fine.
Okay. It's all right. That was a bad start, but you're getting into the swing of it now, I'm sure.
Okay.
Okay. Number two, round the doors. Does that mean insane, rich, or nearby?
I'm going to say insane.
I'm afraid the answer was C, nearby.
Oh, for God's
sake. It's fine. You can still get a total of 4 out of 6 and easily beat Sam.
I'm thinking too hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Think outside the box, yet also relax.
Okay.
I think that's my advice for Talk the Lingo. Okay, number three, bait. Does that mean a packed lunch, a chat-up line, or a pot of honey? It's pretty tense.
I'm going to go... packed lunch.
Yeah, that's the right answer. Bait means a packed lunch in Geordie language.
In Geordie dialect.
Yeah, Geordie dialect. Number four, crack. Is that the crowd, the banter, or the music?
That's the banter.
Yay! Good crack. Well done. You've got 2 points, Sammy.
Is that spelled C-R-A-I-C?
Oh, it wasn't actually.
I think that's Irish. That's how they spell crack.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You've
learned something new every day.
Next week.
Yeah, Irish. Crack means banter. So you've got 2 points. Well done.
Yes.
Keep up this good work. You gotta beat Sam.
I've gotta beat Sam.
You gotta beat Sam.
Beat Sam.
Okay, number five, Netty. Does that mean A, tractor, B, cash point, or C, outside toilet?
Netty.
I know, it's an old one, isn't it?
I don't think it's a tractor.
Okay.
I don't see why they'd need to know the map. Then a cash machine, maybe, Netty, or what was the
outside toilet.
Outside toilet's too specific. I'm going to go cash machine.
It was outside toilet. Oh, no.
What's the need for all these words for, like, really obscure things?
Yes, Netty is an outside toilet. Don't worry. This is the last one. You've got to get this point, okay?
Okay.
To get the same as Sam. Otherwise, you are going to be on the Guinness.
Right, okay.
Okay, number six here on Talk the Lingo is stot. So that is S-T-O-T. Stot.
Okay, stot.
Does that mean A, to stumble, B, to bounce, or C, lark around?
I'm going to say C, lark around. Fingers crossed.
Sammy, it was bounce.
Oh, again. Most
I'm
obscure
sorry.
Words. Wait, what? Geordie's going, don't like the word bounce. I think we should come up with a new one. What do you think? Stot? Yeah,
well,
stot works.
I think as a language student, you should know that that is not how words are the origins of words occur, is it?
No, but even so, that's the thought process, like long term.
Well, I don't mean to be causing conflict here on the GHJ show, but I can tell that you're not that happy.
No.
Don't worry. It is true that at this point in time, the likelihood of you having to down Guinness in a few weeks is high.
Yes.
But there are many other tigers who are going to come to tea and probably do worse than you.
I still think two out of six is okay.
I think it is. That's a third. And they're hard.
I reckon someone will come on and get none.
Yeah. Or definitely one.
I'm definitely going to listen every week now until someone, just in case.
Just in case.
I really don't want to do
that. Oh, don't worry, I'll keep you posted.
Okay, thank you, Georgia.
Okay, you're listening to the GHJ show. We're going to play Sammy's choice of Feel Good Tune now. Why'd you choose this, Sammy?
I chose it because there's nothing better than this tune. It will always make you in a happy mood, no matter what.
And that's what we want here on your Monday afternoon. It is the Kooks, Naive.
Oh, you're so naive, yes, so how can this be done with such a smiling sweetheart? Oh, and your sweet empty face is such a lovely way, something so beautiful. Oh, that every time I look inside, I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, or she's still out to get me. And I know, she knows, that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, she's still out to get me. I may say it's your fault, because I know you could have done more. Oh, you're so
You're listening to the GHJ show. It's almost the end. It's almost the end.
I know, it's been quite... It's sad for it to end, but it's been fun.
Have you had a good time?
Yeah, it's been half an hour, best half an hour of my life.
I like that. Yeah. I think you also get an award. In fact, maybe less Guinness at the end of term for most enthusiastic Tiger Who Came to Tea so far.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
I've even done a tiger selfie.
You can check that out on Twitter.
Yeah, I just did the claws.
I like that. I mean, you didn't come in wearing lion sunglasses with a little chain dangling down with whiskers like Jaguar did, but I think that makes up for it.
Okay, good.
Sam is definitely the least enthusiastic tiger so far.
Was he just like, nah, I don't want to do a selfie?
A bit, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah. Rubbish. You don't want people like that.
Exactly. So thank you so much for listening, for tuning in today to the GHJ show. We'll be back next week at 3 p.m. with more good news. We're going to play Talk the Lingo of next year, week's Tiger Who Came to Tea.
Hopefully they're going to get less than two.
Yeah. Well, Sammy's not bitter, but...
I just don't want to have to do Guinness.
Yeah.
Why Guinness?
Well, we had it last year in a slightly different game, and Jaguar had to down Guinness when she lost. So when she did so well this year, she was like, well, whoever does worse is going to have to do exactly the same as I did.
Okay.
You know, win some, you lose some kind of thing?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. It's just like her time had come.
It's just an extravagant choice, but I like it. It suits the show.
Thank you.
A Carling wouldn't work on
no,
the GHJ
show. No, it wouldn't,
show.
Would it? No. It has to be something slightly more obscure.
Exactly.
And like a video of you down in Guinness will cheer people up more than a picture of you down in Carling. Thank you very much for tuning in. Make sure you listen again next week here on LSR to the GHJ show at 3 p.m. on Mondays.